Today's shir is Masechta Yivam Stap Hei Vav. We will begin on Dapei Hei Amud Beis, towards the bottom of the Amud at the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Bas Yisrael, Merestis L'Koyin. If you have a Bas Yisrael who had Erisin with a Koyin, or she's a woman that Muberes M'Koyin, she was married to a Koyin, and she got pregnant, and then her husband divorced her or died. Shemer Shavim L'Koyin, or her husband died, her husband, the Kohen, died without children, and now she's a Shemer Shavim to his brother, who is a Kohen, became Bas Kohen Yisrael, or a Bas Kohen who's a Mereses, or Muberes, or Shemer Shavim to Yisrael. All of these women, Loi Toich B'Truma, all of these women may not eat Truma. Continues the Mishnah, Bas Yisrael Mereses L'Levi. If you have a Bas Yisrael who's Mereses L'Levi, or she's Muberes Milevi, she's pregnant from a Levi, Shemeres Yavam Lelevi, became Bas Levi, who is a Mereses Umuberes, or Shemeres Yavam, in all these cases, to Yisrael. The Loch is Loi Teichel B'Meiser, even though Levi's entitled to eat Meiserishin, as his wife is, these cases don't fall into that category. And this is really this entire Mishnah, is based on the halacha that we learned in the Mishnah earlier on Daf Samach Zayin Amabez, that we learned Ha'uba Yavim Ve'erisin Paislin V'loy Machilin, that even though a woman is considered a Mereses, she doesn't get to eat based on that. And the same thing if she Shemeres Yavim to a Kayin, being a Shemeres Yavim is not enough to be considered a wife, that just because you're Shemeres Yavam to a Kohen, you should be allowed to eat. On the other hand, when we have a Bas Kohen who's Mereses to Yisrael, it is enough to be considered as if she's married to the Yisrael, to the degree that since it's considered enough that she's married to the Yisrael, the halacha will be that she can no longer eat Truma, even though she is a Bas Kohen. Says the Mishnah, Bas Levi Mereses L'Koyin. You have a woman who's a Bas Levi, who's Mereses to a Koyin, or she's Muberes M'Koyin, or she's a Shemeres Yom L'Koyin, or Bas Koyin, who is Mereses Muberes, or Shemeres Yavam to Levi, the Loch is Loi Teichel, Loi B'Truma, Loi B'Meiser. She still may not eat neither Truma nor Meiser. Ask the Gemara on the second rule that was just taught in our Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if we have a Bas Yisrael who's Mereses L'Levi, the halacha is she may not eat Meiser. But ask the Gemara, Tei Zara, even if we consider her completely like a Zara, even if we would consider her completely like a Yisraelis, ask the Gemara, Zara Milayachla B'Meiser, is it true? Doesn't a Zari eat Meiser? So she should be allowed to eat it, even if we're not going to take into consideration the fact that she's Mereses to a Levi, but that should make a difference. Even if she's not Mereses to a Levi, she's still considered a woman who could eat a Meiser, like any Yisrael could eat Meiser. Answers the Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman HaMashmul, HaMani, who was the Tan of our Mishnah? Our Mishnah follows the opinion of Ramehi. Domer, Ramehi's opinion is Maiserishin Osul Zorim. The Maiserishin may not be eaten by Zorim. The Tanya, as the Brisa teaches us, Truma L'Koyin. The Truma may only be given to a Koyin and may only be eaten to by a Koyin. Or Maiserishin, and the Loch of Maiserishin is only eaten by Levi Div Ramehi. Of course, Ramea will agree, as we're going to see in our Shiurim, that even if we'll say, even as we're going to have discussions, if Levium, if Kohanim are entitled to get Maiserishin, everybody will agree that a Kohen may eat Maiserishin. Rebeleza, Berenzari, Matira, Aflakoyen, and as we just said, the way the Rishonim explain that we're talking about giving the truma to the Maiser to the Kohen. Then not only is the Kohen an individual, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, who's allowed to eat the Meiser, but he's even a person that we could choose to give the Meiserishin to him. The Gemara says, Matiroi. The Gemara said, we just learned in the Braisa, the Velazar Matiroi, Mechlau, the command also. It seems that from Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's wording, it would indicate whenever you use the word Isser, it means Isser v'heter. And doesn't Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah mean that a Kohen is allowed to eat it? That means, is there anybody that holds that a Kohen may not eat Maisa? Says the Gemara, like we explained, of course, even Rabbi Meir agrees that a Kohen may eat Maisa. What Rabbi Elazar meant to teach us was that the halach is that af the noisna af l'koyin, that not only are you allowed to, is a koyin allowed to eat it, but the halach is that the koyin is even allowed to be the recipient of the maaser. Ask the Gemara, my time of the Rameya, what is the reasoning the Rameya that says that Yisrael may not eat maaserishin? Says the Gemara, Amar of Achabrei, the Rabbi Mishmei, the Gemara, and as Rashi explains, when it says Mishmei the Gemara, what it means to say is that it wasn't something that he came up with himself, but he had a Kabbalah from his Rebbes back to the time of Reb Meir. And as Rav Acha heard from his Rebbes, going back to the time of his Rebbes, that what is the explanation in the opinion of Reb Meir? The pasuk says, "Kesmasa b'nei Yisrael shiyum l'shirimu l'shem truma." So he learns. He compares ma'aser to truma. Ma truma sur l'zarim, just like zarim may not eat truma. Af ma'aserishin asur l'zarim, so too a zarim prohibited to eat ma'aserishin. Ask the Gemara if we're comparing them. So we should go even a step further, and we should say, "Ima truma chayovan l'ma'aser." We know that if a zar eats Meiser, if a zar eats truma, b'mezid, he's chay misa b'day shemayim, v'chaymish, and if it eats a b'shoigig, he has to repay the principal plus a chaymish. So perhaps we should say that af Meiser, the halacha should be chayavan alav misa v'chaymish. Amakra, says the Gemara, umesu boy ki chalalua, the pasuk that speaks about truma and says that if somebody ate truma, Yisrael ate truma, b'mezid, he's chay misum de shemayim. The person who ate truma b'shoigig has to pay back keren v'chaymish. But the Torah inserts, says the Gemara, the word boy to teach us v'loy b'meiser, that the halacha is that misa is only by truma, not by meiser. If Yisrael ate it b'mezid, olav. By truma, if somebody of Yisrael ate a b'shagig, he has to add a chaymish. V'loy al ma'isam. Rabbanan, and as the Ritva explains, the Rabbanan here mean Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And why is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah called the Rabbanan? Because the Rabbanan agree with the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And since they agree with the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that's why he's called here Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said that Yisrael is allowed to eat truma, ma truma tavelis. What's he learned from the pasuk that connects them? That says just like that truma, if we have produce that the truma was not removed from, the truma that makes the food tevel, and somebody eats tevel, he's chay misa b'day shemayim, af misrishin. So too, if somebody eats produce from which the misrishin was not removed, nami toivel. So Tosfos, divrei af, maskel af, asks a question. Yes, Rabban and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say that we have a hekesh, and we're using the hekesh between truma and meiser to connect them regarding hilchas tevel. But isn't there a halacha throughout Shas that ein hekesh l'machtza? So we're comparing them. We should also compare them to teach us the halacha that Yisrael is not allowed to eat meiser, just like he's not allowed to eat truma. So answers Tosfos. Since we can't, the hekesh is not a complete hekesh anyway. And the reason why it's not a complete hekesh is because everybody realizes that there's a difference between truma and maaser. Truma may only be consumed by kohanim. Maaser can be consumed by levim. So since it's not a complete hekesh, we're not obligated, says Tosfos, to say that we have to compare them regarding all aspects. So we learned here that truma, if you didn't take a truma, you're chayiv misa for eating it, because there's the truma that's still in there. So if that's the case, and Rashi explains that because the truma may not be eaten by a zor. So the question will be, and why do we need a pasuk for maaser? Because truma may be only eaten by kohanim. So ask Tosfos, if that's the reason, so then even why do we need a special limud to tell us if the maaser wasn't removed? It's tevel from maaser, from the 10% that we give the levi and maaser rishon, we have to remove trumas maaser and give it to the kohanim. And it's treated like truma. And therefore, Tosfos has a whole new understanding. Tosfos understands that the issue of tevel is not to be understood, well, I can't eat tevel because there's truma in there, and I'm not allowed to eat, and I may not eat truma. I'm not allowed to eat tevel because there's maaserishin or there's truma smicer in there, foods that I'm not allowed to eat. Rather, explains Tosfos, there's a new category of food, and that's called tevel. And the definition of tevel is that if the trumas and maaseris weren't removed, it becomes tevel. And therefore, the halacha is that even a kohen is not already tevel. What's the issue? That there's truma in there? That there's maaser in there? That there's truma maaser in there? It doesn't make a difference. All of these are foods that the Kohanim are allowed to eat, but Tevel is Asur. And Rabbi Yosef Engel, in his Sefer Asfun Daraisa, tries to explain the opinion of Rashi. Because indeed, according to Rashi, we need to understand why may a Kohen not eat Tevel. So he explains, the halacha by all Kabonis is that before the dam, the blood of the carbon is, we have Zrika and Akhtara. The halacha is, at that point, the carbon is considered the property of Gavoya. It's considered the property of Hashem. And therefore, even though the Kohanim will ultimately eat from that carbon, we're talking about a carbon that Kohanim ultimately eats from, Kohanim is Shulchan Gavoya Kazacha. They only get it from Hashem. And Hashem gives it to them only at a certain point. Therefore, says the Asfun Daraisa, that's how we're going to understand Tevel according to Rashi. Yes, Rashi says that the entire issue with Tevel is that there's Truma Maaser Rishon and Truma Smaaser in it. And these are all foods that a Kohen may eat. So why would it be an Isser for Kohen to eat Tevel? Explains the Asfun Daraisa in explaining the opinion of Rashi, that what we learn here is a very important concept. That yes, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Kohen Truma and Trumas Maaser, and he gives Kohanim Levi and Maaser. But he only gives it to them at a certain point. What is the point that they are entitled to it? After they're removed from the Tevel. Before they're removed from the Tevel, they're not entitled to it. And since at that point they're not entitled to it, if they eat it, it's considered that they ate something that they're not allowed to eat, Tevel. And they too will be Chai Misav Dei Shemayim if they eat it. Ukritanya, says the Gemara, we're going to bring a brisa that compares tevel from which truma was not removed to tevel from which maaseris were not removed. The Ketanya of Yossi Omer, Yochala Yechayv Ela El Shalhorm Menu Kol Iker, we would think that it's only considered tevel, and a person's chayim misav dei shemayim for eating it only when nothing was removed. However, Horm Menu Truma Gedayla, if the Truma Gedayla was removed from the Tevel, V'loi Hurma Menu Maaserishin, but the Maaserishin was not removed, or Maaserishin was removed, V'loi Maaser Sheni, V'afilu Maaser Ani, we know that in the first and second and fourth and fifth years of the Shemitah cycle, we take off Every year we take off Truma, every year we take off Ma'aser Rishon, and those years we take off Ma'aser Sheni, which is a produce that's taken to Yerushalayim. In the third and the sixth years, we take off Ma'aser Oni, which has no Kedusha. It's given to the poor people. Menayin, that if these different Trumas and Ma'aseres were not removed, it's considered Tevel. Tamalayim le'suchel lech b'sherecha ma'aser d'gancha. Is talking about Ma'aser Oni, because the pasuk says, "Nasata lelevi legel yosav amona v'ochu b'sherecha v'saveu af sherecha amakam b'Ma'aser Oni." And the Torah says, "V'am rachman alay suchal." The Torah is saying that until you remove even the Ma'aser Oni, it may not be eaten. It's considered tevel. V'ya continues the Gemara, so. If this limud that we had for Rabbi Yossi teaches us that until everything is removed, it's tevel, why did we have to have the limud of that Rabban Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah used the hekesh that we started the shiur with? The hekesh as kemasa b'nei Yisrael shirim l'Hashem truma to teach us this to halacha. Answers the Gemara, imi hasam, if we only had that pasuk, we would know there's a lav that you get malchus for eating tevel. Ava misa loy, but that there's a chiv misa for eating tevel, there isn't. That's why we need the other pasuk to teach us that not only may you not eat tevel, but rechman al-tzlan, if somebody eats tevel, b'mezid, he's chayiv misa. Lishna chrina, then says the Gemara, a different version of discussion. The Gemara actually did not quote the Brisa of Rabbi Yossi, says the Gemara, according to the Lishna Achrina, as a raya to the concept that we're learning, that just like until you remove the truma, the produce is tevel, so too is the halacha b'maiser. It's coming to teach us, it's asking to teach us a question. Maiser rishon de tevel, the maiser rishon is tevel. How do we, that until the Ma'aser Rishon is removed, the produce is tevel? How do we know that halacha? Says the Gemara. But Rabbi Yossi nafka, we learned it from Rabbi Yossi. And therefore, the Gemara is asking a question. If we're learning from Rabbi Yossi, why do we need the hekesh that we began to share with? Now answers the Gemara. Imahi, if we only had that brisa of Rabbi Yossi, having what was used before as a statement, now is said as a kasha teretz. If we only had Rabbi Yossi, have a mina lalav, that you get a lav for eating tevel. Ava misaloi, there is no misa b'dei shemayim for doing so. Kamash malon, the hekesh of Ma'aser Truma teaches us that until everything is removed, if you eat tevel, there's not just a lav, but actually there's a chiyav misa rachman atzlan. Continues the Gemara, b'mayu kimta. So the Gemara is saying that when our Mishnah says that a Bas Yisrael, a Moresis Levi, is not allowed to eat Ma'aser, how have we explained our Mishnah? That our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rameyah. But ask the Gemara, let's continue learning the Mishnah. Eim Sefer Bas Levi, Moresis Lekoyin, Bas Koyin Levi, Leitoch Levi B'Truma M'Ma'aser. But why? Hachav M'Ma'aser Asika. Why should we say so? In this case, she's a bas levi umaresis l'koyin, or bas koyin l'levi. So no matter how we look at her, she's entitled to eat ma'aser. Why does the Mishnah say she may not? Even Ramei would agree she's allowed to eat ma'aser. Oma Rav Sheshes, eina echeles. What the Mishnah said, the word eina echeles, doesn't mean that she's not allowed to eat. Of course, there's no reason that she should not be allowed to eat. What the Mishnah meant to say was, ain't in a sense l'shus l'trim. The halach is that if somebody has produce, he could ask a shliach to take off truma ma'aser on his behalf. If the arusa cannot be an individual who could say to someone else, you take off truma and ma'aser from my arusa's produce. And even though, so why does the Mishnah say it in the words of Leisoichel v'Maisa? So the Ritva explains, what the Mishnah is teaching us is that she knows we have produce that's tevel.
that Maiser should be removed, that she's entitled to eat. So she may say, I'm going to ask somebody to remove the Maiser from here so that I should be able to eat it. Teaches us the Mishnah that even though her goal is to eat something that she's allowed, even though her goal is allowed to eat something that she's allowed to eat, still she's not allowed to take truma without permission. Rashi explains that at this point, according to Rav Sheshes is changing the entire pshat of the Mishnah. And we no longer have to say that our Mishnah is following the opinion of Rameya. Tosfos says, as far as the ratio of the Mishnah, we still follow the opinion that's going according to Rameya. And Tosfos says a gevaldig raya. Tosfos says that whenever the Gemara means to give a teretz that refutes the previous teretz, the Gemara uses the word ella first. Here, before Rashesh's opinion is cited, it doesn't say ella. So it's a proof that we're not refuting what we learned earlier. Ask the Gemara, Michlal. So it's saying that why can't she give someone permission to take off Truma Meiser? Because she's only an Arusa. Says the Gemara, Michlal. Does that mean the Nesua, that if they're fully married, Noisenes Rishus, she may ask somebody to take off Truma Meiser from her husband's produce? Says the Gemara, in. Actually, absolutely, yes. And the Gemara says, Tanya, and the Gemara brings a raya to this point. The Pasuk says, V'chalta oysa b'chol mokam atam ubeischem. This is a Pasuk regarding Maiserishin. To teach us, Liman al Nesua Bas Yisrael, the Torah is teaching us a Nesua, Shneseness Rishus Latrem. She could tell somebody, she could ask somebody to take off Truma Meiser from her husband's produce. Atam Rishus Latrem. Are you going to say that that's what the Pasuk is coming to teach us? Maybe what the Torah is just teaching us is that once she's Nesua, she's allowed to eat Truma Meiser. Amata Truma Chamera. If the Torah already told us, says the Gemara, Truma, which is much more serious, Truma, as we said, if somebody eats Truma B'mezid, his Azor eats Truma B'mezid, his Chaim Misa B'dei Shemayim, there's the Aloch of Chaimish, the halach is that if a woman is married to a kohen, a Bas Yisrael is married to a kohen, a chelis, Maiser, a kaloi koshkein, so certainly that's the halach by Maiser. There is no need to tell us that the nesua of a kohen or a levi is allowed to eat Maiser. What must be this pasuk coming to teach us? Ella, le nesua Bas Yisrael, the pasuk is coming to teach us that in nesua Bas Yisrael, neshenes rishus litrim. The Gemara now gives us a different explanation. Although when the Mishnah said that she's not allowed to eat Maiser, it's following the opinion of Rameya that it's also Lazarim. When the Mishnah said at the end that Abbas Koyim Reses Lelevi, Abbas Levi Lekoyim, what did the Mishnah mean there? It says the Gemara, Mabrei the Ravna Omar, it's not coming to teach us that she's not allowed to eat Maiser. Of course she's allowed to eat Maiser, because no matter how we look at this woman, whether we look at her as a bas levi, or we look at her as a one woman who's a narusa to a kohen, or vice versa, if we look at her as bas kohen who's mureses to levi, under all circumstances, she's entitled to eat meiser. The Mishnah is coming to teach us a different halacha. She'ein chokin like kav meiser beis agronis. She doesn't get an opportunity to go to the warehouse where meiser is distributed and get a shear. Says the Gemara, we could understand that, that why shouldn't she be entitled? Because we're concerned that since it's the warehouses were out in the field, we need to be concerned that she's going to eat, get, that she's going to be there along with a man, which is of course prohibited. But if the concern is that maybe she's accustomed to eat because she's married to a kohen, and then the kohen divorced her and she's no longer entitled to eat, why not? Even if she's divorced, she's still a bas levi. Milay achav meiser, and a bas levi that gets divorced is allowed to eat meiser. Says the Gemara, well, tameich, if that's going to be your question, why are you only asking for meiser? Grusha bas koyin milay achav betruma. Haven't we learned that a bas koyin who gets divorced still gets to eat truma? So she's allowed to eat truma. Ella,
Gzeirah Mishum Grusa Bas Yisrael. Yes, she should be entitled to get a portion. But the reason we don't give her a portion is because if she's a Bas Levi, or if she's a Bas Kayin, she's entitled to a portion. But if she's a Bas Yisrael, she's not entitled to a portion. And in order to avoid any mix-up, that's why nobody gets a share of by themselves, none of these women. Says the Gemara, if that's the concern, that we never want to give a woman her own share because maybe she's no longer entitled to the share and we won't recognize it. She won't recognize it and she'll take what she's not entitled to. So why is this halacha by meresis? Why does the Mishnah, when it wants to teach us this halacha, only speaks about a meresis? Yochim ma'iri meresis. This halacha I feel in the tsunami should be speaking by Nesua as well. Says the Gemara, absolutely correct. So why did the Mishnah choose to say by meresis? Adu tani reisha meresis. The first din of the Mishnah has to strictly be by meresis. The first din of the Mishnah was that a bas Yisrael ha meresis l'kayin doesn't eat truma. A bas kayin ha meresis l'Yisrael doesn't eat truma. But what happens once the bas Yisrael is nesua l'kayin? Of course she eats truma. So in that halacha of the Mishnah had to be specific in saying meresis. So that's why in the Sefer, where the halacha is not limited to meresis, the Mishnah continued speaking about meresis, but actually the same halacha would apply by an Asur. Says the Gemara, so the Gemara, as we mentioned earlier, is now going to delve into the halacha about giving Maiserishin to a Kohen. Says the Gemara, Truma l'Kohen, Truma is given to the Kohen, or Maiserishin Levi Divrei Rabbi Akiva, that's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's opinion is that even Maiserishin can be given to the Kohen. And Taisa says that the Machlaikis that we're quoting here between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is actually the same Machlaikis that we had on the top of the Amid between Ramei and Rabbi Elazar and how they explained. Ask the Gemara, how could you say L'Kayim V'Levi? The Torah says to give Maiser to the Levi. And now you're saying giving it to the Kayim? Says the Gemara, Eima Af L'Kayim. What he means to say is that not that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that you can only give it to Kohanim. He means you could give it to Levim and to Kohanim. Ask the Gemara, my time to Rekiva. Why does Rekiva hold that Maiser should only be given to the Levi? The Ksiv, the pasuk says, "V'alavim tadabiv amata leim." So that's kitichu meis bnei yisrael samaisa. So says Rabbi Akiva, the pasuk is very clear that belavim kamishtai kra. They were talking about levim as the individuals who get meiser. Vidach, how would Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah explain this pasuk? Says the Gemara, Rishu ben Levi. Darim Rishu ben Levi be'esrim be'arba mekaymus nikru kahanim levim. We find that in 24 places, the Kohanim are called Levim. V'zeh Echemehem, and the Gemara quotes one of these psukim, for Kohanim Levim and Tzadik. So when the Torah says, give Maiser to Levim, the Torah is including that we could give Maiser, the Torah is including that we could give Maiser to Kohanim as well. Rabbi Kiva, says Rabbi Kiva, what will Rabbi Kiva do with this? Hachalai Matzus Amrit. We can't, in the case of Meiser, say that when the Torah uses the word Levium, it means Kohanim. The Torah, when it speaks about the eating of Meiser, says Meiser can be eaten everywhere. So says Rabbi Akiva, who is an individual that can eat it everywhere? Levi. But a Kohen can't eat it everywhere. Shani Yochalach l'Beis HaKfaris. A Kohen can't enter the Beis HaKfaris. And since he can't enter the Beis HaKfaris, that's why the Torah clearly is saying, says Rabbi Akiva, that only Levim get it, not Kohanim. Vidach, what did Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah explain? Says the Gemara, what Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says the Pasuk is coming to teach us, Kalecha the boy. You could eat Maiser wherever you want. The Leiboy Chama, you don't have to eat it inside the walls of Yerushalayim. As we know, certain foods may only be eaten in the walls of Yerushalayim. For example, Maiser Sheni. Says the Torah that Maiserishin doesn't have that limitation and it's not only eaten in Yerushalayim. Iachle b'tumas aguf, and it's also coming to teach us that if somebody ate it, see, if a Levi eats Maserishin when he's tamei, the loch is loylaki, he doesn't get malchus. So Aruch Lener asks, why does the Gemara use the negative? That if you eat it when you're tamei, you don't get malchus. Shouldn't the Gemara have said that you're allowed to eat it when you're tamei? Answers Aruch Lener, since the pasuk says become makayim, and become makayim, we're learning is even in the Beis HaKvaris, and that can't be talking about a kayin. And therefore, the Torah expressed it this way. It says the Gemara, who ginsa da v'shokel Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, ma'aser rishon minay. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was a kayin, and he took ma'aser rishon produce from this garden. Also, Rabbi Kiva had the l'pesach l'bei kivri. Rabbi Kiva, who as we're learning, held that we're not allowed to give ma'aser rishon to Kohanim, opened up the wall of that garden to a basic forest. So in order that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah should not be able to eat, to get that Maserishin. Omar, so Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, Akiva b'tamilach, Akiva is going with his cloak, v'anochai, and I will be able to survive anyway. In other words, Rashi explains, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was commenting that Rabbi Akiva thinks he punished me. He didn't punish me at all. On the contrary, he says, Rabbi Akiva is a poor individual. And I, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, am a very wealthy person. So even though he's stopping me from being able to get this Maserishin, it really doesn't affect me that significantly because Baruch Hashem, I have what to eat anyway. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Meiri explains differently. He says that he was sort of saying something sharp to Rabbi Akiva. We all remember that Rabbi Akiva was originally a roya. He was originally a shepherd. And he was saying to Rabbi Akiva, you were originally a shepherd. And even if you'll go back to that profession, I will still always be wealthier than you. I will be a person that has independent wealth. And since he had independent wealth, I don't have to worry. Another pshat that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was trying to teach us, that he was, again, being sharp towards Rabbi Akiva. And he says, Din Yaakov says, that the Gemara, in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, when it speaks about Geirim, says, Ger Shabbat B'maklu B'tamiloi. And he was saying, you, Rabbi Akiva, think that you could hold back from me to eat Meiser. But let's look at who are you and who am I. I am a Kohen, a Meyuchas, and you are a Ger. So you have no right, you shouldn't be starting off with me. There are many Mefarshim that disagree. And he says, and they say, it's hard to accept that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was sort of speaking, ridiculing Rabbi Akiva. He says, so therefore, they explain that where Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says to him, "At Rekiva at the Baba Tamiloi, you, why are you doing what you're doing? Because you were once an individual who Baba Tamiloi, you were a person that was very poor, and what you're trying to do here is to help the poor people, and not, and that I, who am independently wealthy, you don't have to be concerned about me." So he was actually complimenting Rabbi Akiva, saying that Rabbi Akiva is a person that's concerned about other people. Chazal in the time of Ezra punished the Levim that the Maserishin that they're entitled to, they should not get alone. And the Gemara is going to explain what this rule was about and why was the rule made. Itmar. Why were the Levim punished that they shouldn't get Maisa? Says the Gemara, Pligba, Rabbi Yonasan, Vesavia. Charamar, Shloi Ola, B'mei Ezra. When Klai Yisrael went up after the 70 years of Golus, there were Jews that remained in Bavel. And Ezra said about that time, the Pasuk says in Ezra Periches, Pasuk Tezvav, V'avino ba'ama b'kahanim, ובני לוי לא מצוסו. So חד אמר, וחד אמר כדי שיסבוך כאן עליו במי תומסם. The Kohanim, primary food is Truma. But as we've been discussing, the Kohanim may not eat truma when they're tamei. So in order that the Kohanim should have what to eat, the halacha is, they were given the right to eat maisa. So Ritvaz asks a question. The first reason we said, because Shlai Olam B'mei Ezra. So yes, asked the Ritvaz, that generation, where the Levim didn't come up, they should be punished. But why should the future generation be punished? Says the Ritvaz. Ezra punished them that if a Kohen and a Levi come together, the Kohen should get. But not that he meant that the Levi shouldn't get. And therefore, it's not considered such a serious punishment. So according to the Mandama, the reason they were punished, because they didn't come up with Ezra. We understand why they were punished. Ella Lamanda Omer, according to the opinion that explained that why did the Kohanim get Meiser? They should have what to live off. When the Tamei asked the Gemara, because Ezra is concerned about the welfare of the Kohanim, consider the Levium, should we punish the Levium? It doesn't make any sense. Says the Gemara, El Kul Alma, everybody's going to agree that the reason that the Levium will lost their privileges with Meiser is because Shlai Olam B'mei Ezra. What's the machloikus? Mas of a knosel aniyim. The one that says that they punished the Levium, that the punishment was to punish the Levium, and therefore they said from now on it should go to aniyim. And according to this man, the Omer, it means even aniye Yisrael who are not kohanim Levium. Well, mas over the other man, the Omer holds was because kahanim. Or Kahanim when they're Tamei don't have something else, and therefore it should only be given to Kohanim and even wealthy Kohanim. Bishlam, says the Gemara, Hach Kamalei, and says the Gemara, either Ka'asas B'Tarz Knasa, if you want to take it away from them because of a Knas Islach, then you should say so. V'kas b'taris chalukah. If you want to get a shuriyah the ma'aserishin, leslach, you're not entitled. Omenal on the loisliku. Ask the Gemara, for where do we know that the Levium did not come up to Yisrael in the time of Ezra? The k'siv ha'kapsam al-no ha'bal achva, v'nachdasham yom m'shloisha, v'avina ba'am v'kahanim, omenei Levium lo'imotza shosham. There were no Levium. Amra chizda, v'tchilo ha'yamidim shoitrim. Originally, they did not appoint officers. Element of Levium, only Levium. Shnam v'shoitrim halevium lufnechem. The shoitrim were appointed from the Levium, and the Mefarshim explain why were the Levium appointed the shoitrim, because they did not participate in the chet or egel. On the contrary, we remember that they were the people that took revenge from everybody who participated in the chet or egel. And that's why they were entitled. Another pshat that I saw, that's pshat I saw from the Ben Yoyada. Another pshat that I saw is that the Levium congregated in Yerushalayim. And since they congregated in Yerushalayim, which was where we had the seat of the government, it was appropriate that they should be appointed, and they were there to be appointed as officers. Shenem v'shoitrim Levium lefnechem. But now, since the Levium didn't come up, so that's why we appoint Shoytim from Yisrael. They appointed the Shoytim Bereshechem. Tosfos asks a question. The Gemara, the famous Mishnah in Masechet Gedushin, says, Asara yuchsin olam mibavel. There were 10 categories of individuals of different yichas that came up from Bavel. And one of them, Alevim. So ask Tosfos that how did the pasuk say that there were no Levium? The Gemara, the Mishnah there, and the Psukim there teach us that there were clearly Levium. So Tosfos answers, actually quoting Rashi, that there were Levium that came up with Ezra, but all the Levium that came up with Ezra were
Bali Mumim. And since they were Bali Mumim, they were obviously disqualified from doing the Avoida. And when the Pasuk says there were no Levim, when the Gemara says there were no Levim, it means there were no Levim who were qualified to do the Avoida. And because of that, as we're learning in our Shir, they were punished for that reason, that they don't get they don't get any more the Maaser Rishon by themselves. Our Gemara is speaking about the Levim. So the Rishonim discuss, here we're saying there were no Levim in the time of Ezra. If there were no Levim in the time of Ezra, so how could they do the Shira in the Beis HaMikdash? But again, if we're going to say, says the Mefarshim, that Ikka Shira B'Peh, that the main way Shira is accomplished is by singing, so even though the Levim might have been Bali Mumin, that would only disqualify them from playing instruments. But here, if the Ikka Shira is B'Peh, they could, even though they may be Bali Mumin, they could still sing, and that's how they were able to have Shira in the Beis HaMikdash Sheni.